Good Friday morning. That sound means it is time once again for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora of the Z-Team with Century 21 Lemack Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning to you, sir.
How are we doing today?
Better. Got out of the house. Get out of that freezing weather.
Oh, yeah. All the snow. I mean, we're not done with the freezing weather, but hopefully we're not going to get any more of the snow. And that brings up a question, Bob. With all the snow on the ground this week, did that really have an impact on the market in the short term?
Oh, sure. I mean, people just weren't able to get out, and nobody wanted people traipsing through their house, you know, with 6 inches of snow out in front of the house. So, and people were just, they were pretty well locked in and settled in, and, you know, a lot of grilled cheese and tomato soup going on.
Getting cozy.
Yeah. I mean, we took a couple of calls from people in other places who were home, because a lot of, big part of the country was hurt with this.
Yeah. And, not just the Twin Lakes area, but there was a lot of snow.
And so there was a number of, Linda had a number of internet inquiries, you know, asking about different houses because people are sitting home. The kids are not at school. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, mom's a little bored, sit at the computer.
Let's look at houses.
Yeah. Let's see where else we can go. Because I know that it's getting winter down there, but I know it's not going to last. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. Well, in the long term, how's the market doing right now?
Right now, if you look at all of 2023, there were 1,494 real estate transactions that occurred in our MLS here. Mm-hmm. And that totaled $298,043,654. And that's money that passed through the economy here in one form or another. And again, real estate is just a big driver of the national and all local economies as well. And of that, there were 1,072 homes sold that they sold for total sales of $244,655,880. But the average sale price last year was $228,000. The prices ranged from $1.65 million to $19,000. So there was stuff sold in every price point in there. There were 371 parcels of land sold. They ranged in price from $1.1 million to $32,000 for a nice little lot. There were 51 commercial properties sold, and that includes 5 farms and 6 multifamily properties. The commercial property sold for $22,333,000. That ran a variety of different businesses, storefronts, different things that sold, because the commercial people come here and they decide, you know, I always wanted to. And so they'll find some place where they can do whatever that is that they wanted to do, wherever it was they came from.
I think it's safe to say 2023, while not a completely bust year, was a little bit slower.
Oh, it was. Oh, definitely. I mean, when you look back, it was much slower than it was in 22 and in 21. 21 was a boom year. COVID in 22 was the same way. And then as the interest rates started to go up, a lot of more people jumped into the pool and said, let's get going here. I just read a thing that over the past week, with the rates down the way they are, that the there was a 10% increase in 10% increase in mortgage applications. So that's a pretty big hit. That's a good thing.
That's a good jump.
The mortgage rates, I got this yesterday. 30-year fixed is 6.5, and all of these are with the 1% origination fee. So 6.5, a 15-year conventional is 5.65. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
30-year FHA is 5.62, excuse me, and 30-year VA is 5.75. So, and the NRD is the same number. So there's some good opportunities now. If you've been thinking about it, you want to get out there and get in line and get involved. Like I've said before, you want to be sitting in your living room in your new house working on changing your interest rate than be sitting where you're at in a rental where you're trying to deal with rental issues, trying to find a house, because as the rates continue to fall, and I don't know how much more they're going to fall. Are we going to see fours again? I doubt it. You know, are we going to see legit fives again? Maybe by the end of next year. But by the time you wait that long, the number of homes that are available, there aren't going to be quite as many homes as there are now. And that's going to make a big difference. When the prices will go up on that as well. I mean, currently we're down to 298 homes. Last week we had been at like 337. Some that have gone under, some that have been pulled off for the holiday and for winter. They just say, well, we'll wait till spring. That's the buying season. That's not true at all anymore. I mean, with the internet, the buying season is every season is the buying. Today is the buying season. Yeah. And that's where we are. And that's what we're seeing. We're helping people. We're closing on a house tomorrow, I think it is. People coming in from Texas. We got them into the house. They were able to get their stuff tucked away a little bit as the freeze was hitting, and they're living in a hotel. That's, you know, just part of the business right now because they sold their house where they're at.
And you can see over the past couple of months that there has been a drop in the interest rates, obviously. I mean, we've gone from pretty high to we're still higher than we have been, but there's no guarantee that it won't go back up. So like you said, now, I mean, today is buying season. And as you also say, you date your rate. Exactly. And that doesn't mean that you're locked into that rate long term.
No. And that's where you want to be. You want to be ready now. You want to go and get pre-approved. You know, when Chris was on here last week and we talked about that, things that you need to do to help your credit score, which helps you get a better rate. And there's a lot in that goes into that. So you need, if you're looking to buy a home, you want to be prepared and be looking at it now.
Yeah, now is the time. And now is also time to take a look at This Week in Real Estate. Bob, let's have the numbers.
Yes, sir. This Week in Real Estate, there were 35 new listings came on the market, 6 commercial properties, 19 parcels of land, 10 homes came on the market. They ranged in price from $85,000 to $875,000. There were 16 sales. 9 of those were homes. Those homes ranged in price, sale price of $65,000 to $425,000, with average sale price was $225,000 with 60 days on market, which is still a small number for those that sold. The 4 properties expired, 19 of the residential price changes. So people are being more realistic with where they need to be on the prices to get these properties sold. There's 38 pending, residential pending, waiting to close. Currently, we're down, like I say, to 298 homes on the MLS, so it's dropping a little bit already. Year-to-date comparison, for this year, there's been 24 homes have sold. The average sale price this year is $262,000 with 99 days on market. Last year, there had been 31 homes that sold for $5.6 million. The average sale price last year was $181,000 with 88 days on market. And if you look back at the numbers from 23 to 22, 23 was quite a bit below 22, and now we're doing the same thing coming out of last year. So we don't have that volume. We don't have as many homes selling because people just can't afford it. You know, the raises and things that they got, you know, they talk about, the economy's better, but everybody got raises and this and that, but they didn't get raises to keep up with the rate of inflation. And that's basically when you look at the average cost of a home between this year and last year, that's you're trying to keep up with the rate of inflation. You know, when you look at the yearly numbers, it doesn't show. It's kind of hard for a couple of weeks, but when you look at the yearly numbers, that's what you're doing. You're trying to keep up with inflation, and you just can't do that.
Yeah, and I think people have noticed that over the past couple of years that the market price on homes has gone from pre 2020 significantly higher, but interest rates have also gone up and inflation has gone up. So, I mean, everything is
gone up and it's a little tougher to gather the money together to do it. So, but there's programs out there and the rates, like I say, I'd rather be sitting in my living room worrying about renegotiating my rate than be trying to find a house that 5 other people are looking for. And that's something that we have here.
Then we also have the Z team here.
Yes, sir. That's why we're here. Give my honey a call. She's at 870-405-0793. Check out the website, retiredarkansas.net, and join us next week here on The Eagle on our new nest.